currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. A group of Kirkland's business leaders who call themselves the Founders Club is being proactive in supporting the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Members of the Kirkland Business Roundtable, who includes the Founders Club, hosted a meeting on May 14th to get business owners excited about the Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan. Over 100 businesses were represented, which confirms businesses have a strong interest in the corridor.
I think it went really well. People are really excited to see this, the corridor develop into something that's really going to connect the neighborhoods. And they're always looking for things to make Kirkland a more appealing destination.
The meeting was held at the Eastside Tennis Center, one of the 1,700 businesses located within a half a mile of the corridor. Part of the success of the meeting was putting the tennis center on the map and showing what it will be like as a business on the corridor. In the case of the tennis center, players will have a safe ride between school and after-school activities. The corridor will give the city of Kirkland a rise in prestige and a brand. It will attract new businesses and assist in job recruitment.
I'm so proud of this event. I thought it was great. I thought it was wonderful to see the turnout and the community spirit and everybody getting behind this initiative. And I think it's really got some momentum, and I think it's only going to get better and bigger from here on forwards.
All present at the meeting became official members of the Cross Kirkland Corridor Founders Club and were asked to post ideas on a large map of the corridor. A workshop at the Totem Lake Park on June 1st helped start the conversation about the Totem Lake Master Plan. Kirkland officials held the workshop to get input from residents on what they would like to see.
So we're asking people to help us learn more about the site. So we're asking people that are familiar with the site, that have lived here for many years, to help us learn more about Totem Lake and its history and its potential. Then we're also looking at the context of the neighborhood and the business environment and what opportunities there are to better connect the lake property with the surrounding business community. And then lastly, we're asking people to reimagine what the park could be. What are the opportunities that we should explore? Let's dream the dream, if you will.
Kirkland's leaders are making great strides to provide Totem Lake residents with a sense of place. Their goal is to transform the Totem Lake Business District into a denser, more walkable, and more inviting area with Totem Lake Park at its core. Totem Lake Park is a 3-acre lake that provides water purification, habitat, flood protection, and many other rewarding functions for the Totem Lake area. The purpose of the transformation is to attract as much as one half of the new jobs and one quarter of the new residents expected in the coming decades.
I think working with the businesses here could be a big compliment on what's going on in the park to draw people and to have more exposure for both sides.
With the lake as the centerpiece, private development should follow and the community will thrive. Totem Lake is listening to what residents have to say.
I think it would enhance the whole area to have, and working with the whole area too, not just the park itself, is just exciting.
To receive updates about the Totem Lake Master Plan and other long-range plans, go to www.kirklandwa.gov/Kirkland2035. In other news, some Kirkland streets and sidewalks are getting makeovers. Residents might notice construction on streets and sidewalks in the next few months due to the 2012 streets levy voters approved in November of last year. 2013 and 2014 streets levy funding is being used to upgrade 10 to 14 high priority crosswalks this summer. The $600,000 investment is upgrading broken in-pavement flashing crosswalks with the new state-of-the-art rapid flashing beacons. The annual street preservation program has doubled in size with the streets levy funding. The city's contractor is currently installing curb ramps and doing concrete repairs on portions of 7 different streets around town. The actual asphalt overlay of the streets is anticipated to start in early June and be complete in October. The Street Preservation Program will also be doing preventative maintenance by applying a thick liquid mixture of asphalt and rock, called Slurry Seal, to several neighborhood streets this summer. The Slurry Seal work will start in July or August and last only a couple of weeks. For more information, visit www.kirklandwa.gov and search Streets Levy. Great news! A Kirkland summer favorite is back. The Wednesday Farmers Market is now open. The market has moved this year from Park Lane back to Marina Park. Organizers say the move will make shopping at the market easier due to its central location in the heart of downtown Kirkland.
Hi, my name is Jenny O'Neill. I'm the manager of the Kirkland Wednesday Farmers Market. First of all, it's a beautiful location. We're right here on the waterfront. It's a park which attracts people. There's plenty of grass and sitting area for people to come down and have a whole farmers market experience. And it's a lot larger, so we invited a lot more vendors so that we can expand.
The market opened on June 5 and will run through September 25th. From 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Well, it's a really exciting first month because all the berries are going to start coming in. So we're going to be getting strawberries, and hopefully next week we'll have cherries. And it's just going to keep rolling in from there.
All products are locally grown and produced in Washington, which, according to the author of Deep Economy, Bill McKibben, contributes to personal health as well as the health of local communities.
Eating locally and fresh, it just really changes your lifestyle, makes you feel better about yourself. You can help support your community. You can feel like you're part of something bigger than you while improving your personal health.
For more information, visit KirklandWednesdayMarket.org. A celebration at the new Public Safety Building on May 17th marked the beginning of construction. City leaders came together to reveal what will soon be the Kirkland Police Department, jail, and municipal court. Dozens of city officials, staff, and residents showed up for the event. Among the speakers was Deputy Mayor Doreen Marchione.
When the opportunity to purchase this building became available, we took advantage of it. One of the council's goals is to ensure that all those who live, work, and play in Kirkland are safe. Citizen surveys reflect public safety as the highest value. We are extremely proud of our investment in this public facility.
City Manager Kurt Triplett also spoke at the celebration.
Behind us, we have a concrete demonstration, both literally and figuratively, of the city's commitment to our residents. First and foremost, it was a commitment to public safety. As you heard before, we have expanded to a new city of 81,000, and this building will now house 80,000 square feet for police, 17,000 square feet for the court, as well as our jail.
City leaders are hoping the facility will be open and functioning by the summer of 2014. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.